Now it's time for the
two, count 'em, two.
Two.
Two up on the upswing.
So you gotta wonder how this is gonna affect the housing market. This is from Bloomberg, an exclusive on Bloomberg.com yesterday. They reported that the Trump administration is planning to lay off at least 40% of the workers at the federal agency that provides mortgage insurance on loans for people who otherwise wouldn't qualify for one. And this was according to two sources familiar with the agency's plans at Bloomberg.com. Federal officials are preparing to cut employees at the Federal Housing Administration, the office that provides certain homeowners with a secure loan if they can't afford that down payment or have below average credit scores or have other challenges in their financial life. So the FHA is the largest mortgage insurer in the world and has insured more than 40 million homes since 1934. This was according to the agency's website. The insurance, it's a key resource, right? Especially for first-time home buyers, for lower-income Americans, and it can help protect lenders as well. So you got to wonder what the impact on home buying and kind of the broader economy could be here. The FHA in the past has opened up credit to buyers who normally haven't been able to enter the first-time home buying market. Something to keep an eye on for sure. Second up, and truly fitting for today's show, you gotta wonder, have we hit peak truck? I get this daily email called Charter. I had some interesting stats yesterday from U.S. Auto Market Report that was out last week. They wondered if America has reached peak truck with its economic evidence mounting that consumer preferences are changing. At the core, of course, is cost. Survey in the report found that the number of people who believe that their next vehicle will be a truck or an SUV has fallen by 3% compared to this time last year. Consumer preferences are moving away from trucks and SUVs towards the more affordable sedans, driven by concerns, of course, over affordability. The average price of a new truck right now is hovering at over $60,000.